Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. I work over in the fire department. May I have your first and your last name, please?
Yes, it's Janine Elspore.
Okay, thank you. Verify your shipping address.
P.O. Box 642, Norwood, Colorado, 81423.
Okay, thank you. So we have the P.O. Box, and we also have 35380 Highway 145.
Yes, that's our physical address.
All right, thank you. And may I have you to verify your email address?
It's sporejaninel@hotmail.com.
Okay, so they have that, but they have it as Gmail. Okay.
Gmail, I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so this account here was opened the 25th of November. It was for a tracker tag. Shipping cost was $6.70. Do you recall ordering that product for that shipping cost?
I did not, and I don't order anything through True Value on a credit card. I have a charge account with True Value.
Okay. Now, I'm not for sure whose number this is that's on this account, but the phone number they put on this account was 9707-292-822.
I have no idea.
Okay, because I see it's different from the number you're calling from. Okay. So whoever ordered a tracker tag, they paid the shipping cost, but within 4 days, they also got a charge of $49.97. So that's why you see those two charges. That's a charge to a membership to an online gadget store.
Yeah.
Now,
what's it mean?
Okay. I understand you didn't order it, but did you ever receive a tracker tag at your residence?
No, did not.
Okay. All right. So just going by the USPS tracking number, they do have it as being delivered December the 3rd at 10:35 a.m. But what we do here is we'll take the IP address that's on this account, because it does belong to the device that was used to sign up for the tracker tag. So we'll take the IP address, give it over, turn it over to your local police department. They're the ones that would do the investigation for us. They would let us know who's the owner of the IP address, along with the time and the location that the customer was in when this account was first initially opened.
Okay.
Once that investigation is over with, we do prosecute whomever opened up this account, have you check just to make sure that no one in the household could have signed up for the product.
Okay. What is the tracking number that you're talking about?
Okay, let me pull that up. All right, the tracking number is 94.
No, that's not right. The thing that you said that...
A tracker tag?
Yeah, what is that?
Let's see. Okay, it's a tracker tag is something like you can add it to your phone, and it's like a basically like a GPS.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a GPS.
Okay. Well, we didn't order anything like that.
Okay.
Just didn't know what it was.
All right. So I can go ahead and we can go ahead and do the investigation, and I can refund the charges back to you.
Okay, that sounds good, because see, I paid off the account off on the 24th in full.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my card away.
Got it. Okay. All right. Hold on for just a moment. Let me just process the refunds for you.
Somebody in the area used this my card number. I don't know. Used the tracking. They had some kind of a tracking number that they. So they're going to get the police involved. Because I know I didn't do it. Because it was done on 12:30, and I paid this off on 12:24. I wouldn't have used it.
Okay, I have refunded the payments back to you. The payment of $6.70, and then you had two payments of $49.97, so all that has been refunded. It will go back within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
I thank you. Bye-bye.